Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And every Wednesday at this time, we are joined by another medical professional brought to you by Allegheny Health Network. Health for All, 412 Doctors, always a great resource. And many times over the years, we've talked to Dr. Patton Van Nickel, the chair of the psychiatric department at Allegheny Health Network. And Doc, we appreciate your expertise and time. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
I don't have to tell you, we're all living in a heightened state of anxiety, whether it's the global COVID story with the second surge, whether it's inside of that, the racial unrest we now see ratcheted up again in Philadelphia, just to our east, inside of that, the presidential election, and just to look at the weekend, Halloween, what do parents do? Schools, should the Pittsburgh Public School back? Hybrid, how do we handle that? And you can throw in, we changed the clocks this weekend, which might upset people in a normal situation.
And so even holiday traditions.
Where do we start?
Well, we start with doing what we can and remembering what we can't. So we all can do reasonable stuff to keep ourselves and people around us safe, like wearing a mask and washing our hands. We can talk to our children about things. We can be open and honest with them in age-appropriate ways. You know, kids seem to be a lot smarter than they were when I was a kid, a lot smarter, a lot younger, and they get most stuff as long as we handle the information and present it to them in a way that's again, age-appropriate.
Is it advisable to just remain rational and maybe remain focused on the task at hand and the immediacy, like what's happening today and what's happening in your household in the next, 24 hours or something like that, instead of focusing on all the big stories that are hitting us all the time now?
Yeah, Kevin, that brings up something I preach about, and that is balance. Yeah, you don't want to ignore the future, but you don't want to dwell on it. Be aware of what's going on around you and plan for it, but don't let yourself be overwhelmed by it, and keep yourself focused on the here and now, doing what you can today and what you can't. Try not to worry about it, but don't ignore the future, but don't live in it too much.
I'm curious, Doctor, that many people who would be considered under normal circumstances doing very well to handle anxieties, and everybody has them to varying degrees, but when do you know that you need professional attention to help deal with anxiety and depression?
Yeah, so anxiety is normal. So if you got a test coming up, you should be a little anxious. That helps you prepare for it. Anxiety becomes abnormal when it starts to be not helpful, but starts to get in your way. When you start spending too much emotional energy worrying about something and being anxious about it to do anything about it, and if your anxieties are starting to make you feel bad, that's probably a time to talk to somebody. If you're having troubles falling asleep because of your anxiety, because you're getting headaches, or your stomach's bothering you, you're getting short with your family, you can't concentrate on your work, that's when anxiety is no longer helpful and becomes problematic.
Would it help somebody to either set a small goal each day to achieve, or even just have a sort of a small hobby that they can sort of focus on a little bit? Would that help?
All these things help. Absolutely, it's a balanced, healthy life. Be in the here and now, mindfulness. Keep track of what you can do and try to do some of it every day. Be aware of what you can't change, what you can't fix, and don't get too caught up in it. stay balanced, keep your family close, presuming you get along well with them. Nothing magic, but just trying, the usual stuff. Get good rest. Don't drink too much. Eat a healthy diet. Get some physical movement. It doesn't have to be exercise in quotes, but physical movement is good for the body and good for the soul.
And now we hear that in Canada, they have their Thanksgiving the 1st of October, and maybe they're having a spike. They think they're attributing to some of that of too many family members gathering. And now they're telling us, don't put too many people at the Thanksgiving table this year. So even holidays are upside down.
That's right. I mean, our testing, we're finding more people who have COVID who are asymptomatic, and the worry is that we don't have enough testing, and we'll have a big family get together, and it'll be one person there who's positive without symptoms, and all of a sudden, boom, you got 20 people infected.
Now you're getting me anxious again.
Yeah, but will that play a role, though, in people becoming more anxious? Will that cause animosity amongst people sitting around the dinner table because they're just being they're being suspicious of somebody else,
yeah,
and sort of wondering what they did yesterday or the day before or who they've been hanging out with? And will the fact that our holidays have been washed away since Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all of them, been washed away. How much does that weigh on our souls?
Well, any time that we break from our traditions that give us grounding and security and comfort, it makes it harder to get through the usual stuff. There's certainly ways people can continue to celebrate Thanksgiving this year in ways that are meaningful. Plenty of good televisit ways to say hello to people. If people decide to get together, it's not unreasonable to ask everyone coming to simply wear, be extra careful the 2 weeks prior to getting together. Not only don't do anything stupid, but if, wear an N95 mask when you're out and around for those 2 weeks. That lowers the already relatively low risk of getting infected, and people hopefully will be less suspicious about each other around the table if everyone has agreed to do that.
I've noticed something that's just come up really in the last few months, and that is if you do encounter people in public, and I've been going out to the grocery store and doing things, wearing the mask. There are the mask deniers. And then there are people that approach you, and no one is sure. You shouldn't shake hands in this day and age. Do you fist bump, elbow bump? And it seems so awkward, and everything seems awkward.
Yeah. I elbow bump and have been from the beginning, and it took me about a month to kind of stop putting my hand out first. But now it's an elbow bump is now as automatic for me as a handshake was a year ago. And everyone I do that with is fine with it. No one has been offended by me not wanting to shake their hand.
Yeah, well, that's one advisable. We used to talk to the head of the Allegheny County Health Department years ago, the late Dr. Bruce Dixon, and we joked with him because he said the single most important thing you can do for your health on a daily basis is wash your hands properly.
Your hands.
And we used to laugh about it with him. And he said, it's not a joke. And I don't think a lot of people knew what really washing your hands properly meant until this came along.
Yep. Either hand sanitizer or soap and water and sing happy birthday quietly to yourself twice. That's 20 seconds roughly.
And one day a year, you'll be right.
Well, you bring up a great point about the holidays as they approach. You need to pull back on your social life for a week or two and really look forward to that meeting for the holidays. Wear the mask and be extra cautious the 2 weeks leading up to it. But just really use that as a driver to really look forward to meeting up with your family members and friends.
Yeah, if you decide to get together and you can get everyone to sign on, the actual rate in the population is fairly low. It's higher than it should be, but it's fairly low. And if you kind of work doubly hard to protect yourself for 2 weeks, then chances are you can get together with family. And if everyone has really done it, you guys should be okay.
And the bottom line is, as far as mental health, don't be afraid, ashamed, or embarrassed to reach out for help if you feel you need it. Right, Doc?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you think you need to talk to somebody, you almost certainly do. Because most of us put it off to the last minute, and it's usually the horse is out of the barn by then too often, and people are really in trouble.
Dr. Pat Nickel, the chair of the psychiatry department at the Allegheny Health Network. And we always appreciate your expertise, Doc. A nice elbow bump to you.
Hey, back at you.
All right.
You guys take care.
You too. Brought to
I
you
didn't
by...
even get to ask him about the weather, how that affects us.
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
Add that to the list. Allegheny Health Network, brought to you by the good folks at Allegheny Health Network. Health for All, 412 Doctors, a great resource.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.